ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi. Okay.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to everyone's favourite podcast, It's Failing Better, with me, Johnny Pelham, and my fabulous co-host...
It's me, Sean McLaughlin, thank you.
I think all our energies didn't match very well then. I really went for it, and then you were a lot more chilled and laid back.
Isn't that good, though?
Maybe you're
right.
One
of us is energetic and one of us is chilled and laid back. It's the yin and yang of the podcast co-hosting world.
I think you're right. I think this is something we can... This is a thematic difference we can really run with throughout the episode. I'm high energy, you're low energy.
We're not Dick and Dom. Unless
Dick
and Dom includes...
And Johnny.
Actually, that links to something I wanted to talk about. This is actually a perfect segue to something I want to talk about. Now, first of all, we also wanted to say thank you so much for all of your emails and reviews.
Can I say something, Sean?
Reviews on
Sean,
iTunes.
Can I just say something quickly, though? I don't think you can say that it's a perfect segue to something I want to talk about and then not talk about that thing.
That's
the perfect segue to want to talk about something.
Right.
Before I do that, let's segue back into a completely different direction.
Listen. Listeners need to know, it is really early to the point that I'm now going to make an AeroPress live on the pod.
What is an AeroPress?
It's this contraption.
Oh, wow, what the fuck is that?
It looks a bit like a kaplunk, but I push down this thing now.
Is that to make coffee?
Yeah, delicious coffee should now be going into my I've picked the wrong size mug for this. It's getting everywhere. Oh, God, it's hurting me. It's burning me. Listeners, it's burning me. Okay. Thank them for the reviews, Johnny.
Before the podcast began, Sean said, I'm going to make a coffee on air. And I said, is that going to be good content? And now he's scolding himself. It is good content. At least for me.
Don't you dare put this as a clip.
So what's happening now? Because we can't actually see it. You've burnt yourself.
Oh, God. Wait. It's never been this hard before.
Sean couldn't be fucking up making a cup of coffee more. I've never seen anyone fail. It's sort of, he's burning himself, he's struggling.
All right, there we go, it's done. It's fucking done.
What,
Oh, and is that a pube? No, it's an eyelash. Cheers, everyone.
Is there a pube in your coffee? Or
hey,
an eyelash?
Sean's hey.
Sean's now drinking his pube
Merry
coffee.
Merry Christmas.
So why do you have that contraption? It's very hipster. Why not just a cafetiere or even some instant?
Because my wife works for Volcano Coffee in Brixton. They're one of the finest roasteries in UK, if not the world. And this is how apparently all the coffee people make their coffee.
And can you tell any difference?
I can't. But then again, I can't tell the difference between Pepsi and Coke, so what do I know?
Or right and wrong, as evidenced by this podcast so frequently.
or entertaining and not entertaining. listen, Johnny, shut the fuck up.
Boo! I'm going to call this out, actually. I was shocked that I got to the final. I was used to...
Oh, yeah, we had a World Cup. We'll talk about the World Cup.
So I think, honestly, I think you need to stop telling me to shut the fuck up.
Right, we need to talk about these results. We did a Failing Better World Cup. If this is your first time listening, I hope you enjoy it. It might not make that much sense. But we did a World Cup of Failing Better for our one-year anniversary. And basically, there were four groups, each with four sort of phrases or vignettes that often appear in the podcast. Is that the
I mocked
putting
this
it?
Idea, but I think it went quite well.
Oh, it went brilliantly well. And every day, we had a different group, and we sort of seeded it in a way, so you know, it wouldn't just all be similar types of stuff getting through. The results are staggering. I mean, the final is this shit? Is us asking, is this shit?
Which, I think, are we giving it, is this spoilers though? I think we should go back to the groups and build to the final. So it's like, who's going to win? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, is this shit was always going to win, I think.
Is this shit was too strong? It's a powerhouse.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah, yeah.
It was the essential core of the podcast.
Yeah, I think we talked about it, didn't we? And it was. It felt like Spain 2010. There was just an inevitability about it winning.
Yeah.
I'll go through all the groups then. Right, Group A was: Is this shit? God bless the United States of America. Our partners hate us, and the home of witty banter. Is this shit dominates?
I think that's correct. That
Group B. This is the Johnny group. Johnny can't talk well.
How did that do?
That came second.
Ah, son of a bitch.
Why?
Because I don't want that to be a defining feature of the podcast.
Well, it isn't. Johnny Sings Kesha was top.
I do sing Kesha. Tick tock on the clock, we have a little boopy bop. Every time, gold every time.
Every time.
Every time it is gold.
It doesn't infuriate our listeners to the point that they message us and go, please have Johnny learn the lyrics. Johnny's trauma. And Johnny doesn't do clips.
Where did Johnny doesn't do clips work?
Those two were both joint third.
Great, so that's not got into the zeitgeist yet. I'm glad about that because it keeps...
Well, the thing is, all of them, I think, had one dominant force. Group C, get Bastille on the pod.
Ooh, we've dropped that, but we should try and get them on.
Well, yeah. Give us a 5-star review. Now, give us a 5-star review didn't win this. I thought that would win. I don't know why.
I thought it would because you say that all the time.
Yeah, I know. I think it's actually telling. In a way, this is our fans critiquing us, I think, the way that they voted for this. Bangladesh always wins, and Banksy is a pedo. They have third and fourth, irrespectively.
So who won then, that one?
Get Bastille on the pod.
Oh, wow. That feels like that was months ago we were talking about that. Years ago. A lifetime ago.
Well, it shows that maybe we've kept a core audience from the first few episodes.
Well, we must have done that. It must be true.
Yeah, well, I think so. We got some of the emails that had people saying, oh, I've listened since the beginning.
Maybe now, we email Dan Smith and try and get him on the pod right
now.
Yeah,
email him.
Shall I email him?
Yeah, I wouldn't trust your laptop. Let's do this in a minute.
All right.
We can do it now if you want. But mainly Group D, this was the Sean group. Now, this one, I did not see this coming. This was the closest group by a mile. Like, there was nothing in this. Sean is too tall.
I thought that'd win.
I did as well. Didn't win. Sean does all the work.
And that can't win. That's not true and can't win. Propaganda. Sean is a propagandist. How did that one do?
Well, how about you organise it next time on the social? How about our social media guru organises this next time? How about that, Johnny? Sean loves birds. And shut the fuck up, Johnny. I didn't know I told you to shut the fuck up that much.
You tell it all the time. I was shocked by that. It made me reassess our whole relationship, Sean. I started thinking maybe I'm in an abusive relationship here. You need to speak to me with more politeness.
Okay.
I might start saying, shut the fuck up, Sean. How do you like those apples?
I like them fine, but the thing is, I never say anything that isn't worth saying, so good luck.
Shut the fuck up, Sean.
Oh, does it make you feel like a big man, that, does it?
It does. It's really empowering.
Semi-final number one, Is This Shit versus Johnny Sings Kesha. Is This Shit wins on 69%. Noish.
Favourite number, hello.
It's our favourite number. Failing better, World Cup semi-final two. Get Bastille on the pod against Shut the Fuck Up, Johnny. Shut the Fuck Up, Johnny wins again. I couldn't believe it got to the final.
I couldn't believe it. But and I think Get Bastille on the pod and Shut the Fuck Up, Johnny is the weaker
It's the weaker half of the draw.
Yeah, definitely. They've got lucky there.
I think it's telling that our fans' favourite two elements of this podcast, the two most definitive elements of this entire thing, is us asking if it's a shit podcast and one of the podcast hosts telling the other one to shut up on air. What does that tell you about us? And what does it tell you about them, Johnny?
Well, I think it tells me that they're bastards.
Brilliant. So that's our take on it. That's our expert analysis.
Have we learned? No. Have we grown? No. Do we think you're bastards? Yes.
But genuinely, thank you for all the people who voted. And particularly thank you for Lucy, who made us an incredible, sort of fake football magazine style cover, sort of announcing the result. I mean, it's really good. Go on our Twitter at FailingPod if you would ever look at that. It's really
and I'll
good.
I'll put that as the Instagram image for this episode.
Yeah, that'd be really good.
So really Lucy good. Is the best member of the podcast. She's our graphic designer, I guess.
Do you think we need new artwork? Do you think maybe we could hire Lucy to do new artwork? What do you think of our artwork?
I like our artwork. I don't think we should change logo. I mean, people have enough tricky time finding us. I don't think we should.
Do they have a tricky time finding us?
I mean, by the numbers.
Statistically, I suppose they do. But that, I suppose what that implies that everyone is trying to find us and not many people have.
I think what we've learned is as if Failing Bet was playing hide and seek, we'd be incredibly good hiders, incredibly poor seekers.
I don't think so. I, the thing is, Johnny, and I respect you and I know where you're coming
do
from.
You? Do you? Clip that. Clip that. Someone clip that.
Someone out there, clip that. We have no way of knowing who, but someone must be up for the job.
I respect you. Yes. That's all I want. Now shut the fuck up, John. Things are changing around here.
Oh, wow. Does that mean you can? Does that mean you get to edit and upload this episode? Oh, brilliant. And
shut
I'll,
the fuck
I'll,
up, John. Shut the fuck up, John.
No, because I think what you're basically saying is, oh, we're hard to find. We're not hard to find.
Mm.
It's just no one's looking.
No, I think we're playing hard to get. I think we're the attractive girl at the bar playing hard to get. That's what this podcast is.
What an unbelievably seedy comment you just made. We're the attractive girl at the bar playing hard to get. It's delivered with such venom.
But I will get her.
I'm fucking good. I am Failing Better. Is that not enough for you? I don't care if you never heard of it.
Listen, go on to Apple. Put Failing Better in, you'll hear my voice.
Put Failing Better in. No, we're not the first podcast called Failing Better. We're like third down the list, okay?
Oh, are we not the first?
I don't think so.
That's damning. Maybe what? Yeah, it's tricky, isn't it, how to do a successful podcast?
No, it's not tricky. Don't worry about it. Just stop thinking. Stop thinking about it.
Maybe we should go to, maybe with our Patreon money, we should go to workshops on how to do good podcasts.
I mean, if we went to a workshop about how to do a podcast, that would be really, actually, that would be a really funny Patreon exclusive.
Do they have, like, because we could live record it, like us both learning how to do podcasts.
Podcast workshop. I'm looking them up now. Masterclass, the complete guide to podcasting from Udemy. Should the podcasting workshop with Seth Godin. Who's Seth Godin? By the end of this workshop, you'll be a published podcaster.
Too late. Too late. If only we'd gone on
$500.
That's too much money. I think we need to go. I think it needs to be like a conference centre in like Coventry. And we need to go there wearing suits and trying to learn how to do it.
Networking with our fellow podcasters.
Yeah.
Hi, we're from Failing Better. Maron here? Do you know if Mark Maron's here? Is he looking to improve podcasting?
Yeah, I think we'd be like how we're from Failing Better and then instantly throw up whenever we're talking to it. There'd be loads of examples of what not to do and it'd just be clips from us.
To be honest, I reckon we're still one of the... If every single podcast in the world was lined up in terms of their success, we're still very much probably in the top 10%.
It's too sad. That's too sad if that's true.
Well, that is true.
Oh, God, that's so bleak.
How is it not true, Johnny? We have audio. We have a Patreon. We have a thriving Patreon group who give us money for quality content.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I just think it's sad. It's like when I realise that I'm not the stupidest person in the world. I find that terribly depressing.
When did you realise that?
When I got 6 Bs at GCSE.
B doesn't sound for bright.
What does B stand for? It doesn't have it's just in the alphabet, isn't it? Next question, please.
It is a sad day when you realise Johnny Pelham isn't the dumbest of us. He's probably, again, he's probably in the top 10%.
I got a master's in international political economy, but I don't really know what B stands for. It's complex. The world is complex as fuck.
The world is complex as fuck. B. I'll give that a B, Johnny, that
Would
comment.
You? Yeah, how can I get it? Do I need to get it to an A? I guess more nuance in it.
Nah, just less of that potty mouth.
Foul language.
Less of that potty mouth, please.
The world is complex as hell.
Mm.
The world is pretty complex.
That's it.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Nailed it. Up to an A star. Well done, Johnny.
Woohoo! An A star podcast for an A star mind.
Right, shut the fuck up, Johnny. I've been reading about Laurel and Hardy, right? This is linked. Every time I say anything about my life, you laugh at me. I don't know what you think a person is meant to be. Every time I show any interest in anything or tell you a story, the episode we did before this, I said, oh, I was going for a walk this morning. And you laughed at that. And you go, oh, can't believe you go for walks. Like,
honestly, you're an intrinsically funny man. Anything you do is funny.
Well, that's, I guess, a compliment. But it doesn't feel like you're laughing with me when I'm saying stuff like, I went for a walk this morning.
So I'm definitely not laughing with you. Let me make that clear to the jury. I was not laughing with him. So you've been reading about Laurel and Hardy?
Laurel and Hardy. And I was reading about their... You know how like in non-English speaking countries, I suppose it's the same here, whenever they translate a piece of work, they often change... They often change like the name of it.
Yeah.
And sometimes they change it to such a ludicrous degree. And I was looking at what Laurel and Hardy are called in other countries. I was thinking, what would we be called in other countries? Like, if Failing Better ever gets translated into, like, you know, Spanish or Bulgarian or something.
Yeah.
Like, just for an example, where did it just go? I just had it up. Oh, there it is. So in Poland, Laurel and Hardy is called Flip and Flap.
I like Flip and Flap more than Laurel and Hardy.
In Germany, they're called Dick und Doof.
Dick und Doof.
I think that's quite good. That means fat and dumb. In Brazil, they're called the fat one and the skinny one.
They're quite literal, a lot of these translations.
A lot of them, I would say, frankly, because, they're not very body positive.
It's not like Laurel is like is a synonym for fat. You know what I mean? Or like it's like they've just gone, they've just taken their essence, haven't they? Got fat and thin.
In India, they're called Fatso and the Crybaby.
I mean, that's what our podcast would call.
Yeah, Fatso and the Crybaby, I agree. In Thailand, they're called the Clumsy Fat and Thin.
That's quite...
Yeah, in Denmark, they're called Wacky and Pompous. In Italy, they're called Crick and Croc.
The Italians are a baffling country.
baffling culture. Always zigging when the others zag. In Norway, they're called the Hole and the Half. That's nice, isn't it?
So what is this... What I don't understand is, do you mean rather than it be Laurel and Hardy, it's called like the Hole and the Half?
Yeah, yeah.
That's mad. So why wouldn't they just call it Laurel and Hardy? Because they don't think those names resonate or have cultural significance in that place.
Yeah, I think so. I think they have that for a lot of these things. And it's probably the same for stuff that we get from other countries. Obviously, I don't ever consume any media from other countries because Britain is the greatest country in the world and produces the only art worth, consuming.
I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more.
What do you think we'd be called then? That's probably what we call, wouldn't it? Fatso and the Crybaby.
Fatso and the Crybaby. I think so. But I mean, I'm not that much of a fatso, and you're not that much of a crybaby.
I don't think we're that.
What do you
probably
think we are?
Probably the long one and the normal one.
Am I the normal one?
I was going on penis size. Yeah, in terms of...
well... Little do you know, normal one, huge compliment.
Yeah, I've definitely pumped your tyres there a bit, Johnny.
Thank you, I do have a normal one. I'll just get that on my CV.
It's normal, it doesn't wink, doesn't have eyes. Yeah.
Look, Sean said it was normal. You might be screaming, but Sean described this as normal.
TV's Sean McLaughlin described it as a normal penis.
So take that, Sophie.
So that's all I had to talk about, really.
It's interesting. So what do you think we would be called? I guess it has to be to do with your height, and then it has to be to do with my inability to talk. So
yeah.
It's probably...
The mute. And
no, not,
the...
I'm not mute, though, am I?
If anything, you talk too much for a man who can't talk.
Yeah, the dyslexic fool.
The trumpet, the trumpet.
The...
Trombone and trumpet. That's probably what they call us.
The trombone and the trumpet. Doesn't do anything that to me. So I don't think we should call it that. I think we should call it the hero and the coward.
I don't think that's our vibe.
All right. The brave man.
Probably just they probably just call it like two dicks.
Two dicks. That is what they call it.
Two dicks.
Yeah. Two warriors, but rather than it being warrior, it's just two anxious boys. The anxious men.
Warrior as in warrior.
Yeah, yeah. The anxious men. The anxious men. I guess what the defining characteristic of this podcast is that we never talk about anything other than the podcast. So I guess maybe the self-referential fools.
Yeah, the self-referential fools. I mean, that is a problem that we've been talking about, and yet nothing. We never do anything to solve that problem. I think now, how much longer have we got left of this episode?
8 minutes, 52 seconds.
Let's talk about something big and outside of us.
I disagree. I think we should talk about... I want more questions from our listeners. Please email in at failingbetterpod@gmail.com. Because we want to answer your questions. I think we should do an example. Sean, you've got a problem. Talk to me about what your problem is. I'll solve it. And then the audience can hear how good I am at solving problems. And they'll send in their problems to us.
You want me to give you a genuine problem that I've got right now?
Yeah.
I want to buy a denim jacket and I don't know where to buy one.
All right. What's that really famous shop that everyone gets?
What a great start. Can I just say, what a great start, Johnny.
No, don't undermine me. I'm trying my best. What about what the fuck is that denim fucking? Not Calvin. What are they called?
Calvin. I'll get a Calvin, please.
What is the?
You're thinking of Levi's, aren't you?
Yes, Levi's. Go to Levi's and get a jacket.
But they don't have anything I like there.
Well, go somewhere else.
That's your advice.
It's such a fucking stupid question. It's such a fucking stupid question. You want to get a jacket, just go to a shop, you dumb cunt. There's nothing in that question. What do you want me to do?
All right. I'll ask you another question
then. Fucking hell. Oh, I want to get some shoes. Go to a shoe shop.
Well, listeners, I can't wait for you to open your hearts to us. We'll always meet you with compassion and sensitivity. All right, I've got another question then.
All right.
I want my podcast to be more successful.
Too hot.
By the way, we will be vetting the questions based on how hard we find them to answer.
No, the problem is you've gone from like easy level number one, I want to buy a jacket. Well, fucking, you live in a capitalist state.
I started at easy level number one and you really didn't do well there. I mean, your answer was not satisfactory. Your answer was go to Calvin, I think.
Go to Calvin, get your fucking tops. But then you've gone from one difficulty to, like, impossible, how to have a successful podcast. It is everyone who says they've got a successful podcast is lying.
Can I say that I agree with you 100%? All these fucking people that we know follow us are always like, oh, yeah, podcast is doing really well. I go, is it fuck doing well?
Yeah, it's
awful. The only way it could be doing well is if you've bought 400,000 laptops and you've signed on individually with all of them.
And look, if any of our patrons are millionaires, either give us £1 million, that's probably better, or do buy 5,000 laptops, sign yourself on, subscribe, we'll get the advertising revenue, and we can build this podcast bigger than ever. Right, I'm going to ask you a question.
You ask me a question, I'm going to decide whether I want to answer it.
All right, Sean.
Yeah, what's the real problem you're having right now? I'd like to know this, Johnny.
All right.
Because I'm your friend. I'm not just your podcast co-host. I'm your friend as well.
Sean, I see you more as a friend than I do as a podcast co-host. Because you're a good podcast co-host, but you're a wonderful friend.
God bless you.
This is my problem. Sean, I have a crippling fear of pigeons. The fear from pigeons stems from when I was 4 and my twin was carried off by a cohort of pigeons.
Wait, you've got a twin?
I had a twin until she was carried off by a cohort of pigeons. And as they left, they said, you'll never see your sister again, John. They cooed that. Oh, you'll never see your sister again, John. Ooh.
Yeah. Okay.
And since then, I've had a chronic fear of pigeons. Now, my question is, what do I do this? Do I go on a mission to find my sister, who's probably now part pigeon?
Why would she now be part pigeon?
Because she's been stolen by the pigeons. She's lived through
that. That's not how it works.
She's lived through the pigeons for 28 years. You think she's going to come back a fully fledged human being?
No, I suppose maybe she's more pigeon-like in her psychology, but I wouldn't say physically she's become a chicken.
She'll be pecking on the fucking pavement. She'll be flapping her little arms to try to fly. She's lived a terrible life.
A chip off the old block, eh, Johnny?
So basically, my question is, Sean, should I go look for my pigeon sister or should I forget about her and move on with my life and try and befriend the pigeons.
Well,
I tell you what, I did not expect that to be the question.
What is the question? Because I thought the question was going to be, how do I get over my fear of pigeons? And now it seems to be, do I either look for my sister who might be a pigeon, or do I learn to be friends with pigeons?
Well, I guess the question is, I guess this is the real question. And maybe my sister being stolen by pigeons is just a metaphor. Do I maintain my resentment towards the pigeon community?
What's it? Yeah.
What's it a metaphor for? I don't know.
What is it? Maybe it's a metaphor. Maybe it is, Johnny.
Right. Do I try and overcome my resentment towards the pigeons and befriend them, or do I maintain distance and don't? That's the question, really. Is if someone's hurt you, should you try and make up to them and become friends with them, or should you maintain a safe distance from that person?
Too hard. too hard.
Too hard, too weird.
Too hard, too weird. No question listener will send ever be as unhinged and give such a damning light into what is actually going on behind the eyes. That question has exposed exactly what you are.
I tell you what, there was a time when I started talking about pigeons taking my twin out of heart. John, what the fuck are you taking us here?
I mean, who you are... You're such a dark person, Johnny. You're dark.
Why?
We just go, oh, what do I do about pigeons? And you kept talking and the question kept changing. And then at the end you went, oh, maybe it's a metaphor. A metaphor for what? And you went, I don't know. And then you started going like, oh, what about people who've hurt you? Well, but it's like, I don't know.
You know, no, it was too...
I'd say, Johnny, what you need is a me party. You need to pamper yourself. Mm. Get yourself down to Calvin.
Get myself down to Blockbusters, get a good movie on.
Yeah.
Get a Domino's and have myself a real party.
So do you actually have a problem with pigeons, Johnny?
No, I don't. I don't know where the fuck it came from. The whole thing was mad.
How's the new stand-up show going? How's writing the new stand-up show?
Well, let
is
me
that
tell
an indication
you,
of where you're sort of at creatively?
Let me tell you, pigeons is going very well.
No, you're changing the name of it to Pigeon English, aren't you?
Yeah. I think it's going well, actually. It needs a lot. I've only got 3 gigs in the next 2 weeks, and I'm going to try and really write a lot of the show in the next 2 weeks, I think.
Great.
You know, and you've got, like, I'm going to go to the live every day, work, and just try and crack on.
Great.
So that's
brilliant.
How about you? How are things going with you?
No, I'm fine. Look, I don't want to talk about it. The key thing is, listeners need to send us emails.
You send us questions. Because I'd quite like to answer them, I think. Ask me one more, quick. Real one. Oh, I'll ask you one. Sean, what's my biggest issue in my life right now?
Is that the question?
No, I'm trying to think of a question. That'd be a good question. What is my question? Sean, that is my question to you.
I can't think of questions to ask.
What is my question? I don't really know. I feel quite happy in my life right now, so I'm not really in a questioning place. What's your question?
I don't have a question. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have a fucking question. And if I did have a question, I'm gonna actual therapy in an hour. You think I'm gonna fucking blow my load on asking Johnny Pelham? He's just gonna say stuff like "forget what McDonald's is called" and shit.
You going to therapy in an hour?
Yeah.
How's that going?
Oh, it's great. I love it.
Do you?
Yeah.
What's your therapist like?
Very nice person.
Are they male or female?
Female.
Are you attracted to them?
No, you're not allowed to say that.
You are.
No.
You are. You are.
Absolutely not, Johnny. We're not having this conversation. She's an incredibly professional, nice woman.
Yeah, when the professional women still have a sexual side.
Johnny, this is not your your glee in potentially finding out something that isn't even true. Do you think this is going to make our listeners? Do you think this is going to make our listeners want to, do you know how to turn the alarm off on your phone?
I just turned it off. No, it's a real glint in your eye when you looked embarrassed, and I think it's because you secretly fancy your therapist, which is totally legitimate. It's called transference, it's where you know, you change
she's
your
feelings. She's probably going to listen to this, isn't she?
She's not listening. If she's listening to this, you need a new therapist. If this is what she's doing with free time, you have to get a new therapist. Yeah. Well, that's exciting. So I'm going to therapy too. We're both in therapy now.
Yeah, I know. Look at us. Look at, and isn't it doing a great job for us? Aren't we both so happy and brilliant?
Yeah. I think there's been moments where this podcast hasn't been awful.
You know what? At this stage, at this time of morning, we'll take it.
Woohoo!
We can't ever do one this early again, I don't think.
It's been intense, hasn't it?
Especially you. You're up there in the attic. You're sitting on your bubble wrap again. Who knows what sort of gas leak has got into your head? It's probably pigeons there. It's probably literally pigeons right there in the room.
And there's a pigeon looking at me with a gun in its hand going, fucking
shut the fuck up about the pigeon.
We have not taken your sister. Take that back.
I quite like pigeons.
Do you?
Yeah.
How come?
I just think they're nice. I think there's something nice about pigeons.
I'm being called by a number I don't recognise. Should I take it on the pod?
Yeah, go on then.
This could be anyone. This could literally be anyone.
Literally, I want to hear it.
Hello?
Hello there, she's Chelsea calling for me to clean.
Oh, hello, how are you?
Oh, he's taking it off. He's taking it off speakerphone. Who was that? I didn't hear that, listeners. Johnny's just winked at me.
Yeah.
Anyway, listeners, I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the podcast. It's been a real pleasure bringing it to you this last year. We're still full of love and gusto for this project. And our listener base, you know, grows.
It hasn't grown at the pace that maybe it
could do. But everyone who seems to come on board seems nice and lovely, particularly in our Patreons. Yeah, sign up to our Patreon, patreon.com/failingbetter. For just £3 a month, you get extra episodes every week, loads of content, hours from us, and you get to support the pod, and you get to talk to lovely people. Johnny, who was that?
It was the dry cleaners, who were in a bit of an argument with because they have ruined Sophie's coat, and I thought we shouldn't do this on the podcast.
Lovely. And is there an outcome?
The outcome is they're going to call us back in a while. Because what I said to them is, I'm currently at work. Imagine the boldness of that as a claim.
I mean, that is something that can only be said by someone who's never actually had a job.
I think jobs are overrated, man. Now keep giving us that Patreon money so I can keep living in my ivory tower.
I'm looking at his tower right now. It is filled with ivory that he himself poached.
The elephant trunks are everywhere.
Johnny, let's leave this.
All right.
Do email us if you want to, listeners. Failingbetterpod
@gmail.com.
Johnny would really like it because he really likes getting sordid details that he can then twist into his own psychosexual fantasies. But you don't have to have questions if you have anything you want to say to us or any scores to settle. And we're going to keep doing it. We're not going to do it at 9 a.m. next week, I think, when we've both been busy the night before.
I've got that. Yeah, I think let's work out how to make the next podcast better.
Well, the thing is, we've already recorded the next episode.
I know.
So we know it's not that much better. But it's not bad.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
I want to say this. I do really like that we don't talk about how brilliant the podcast is. Because the people who I see online always banging on about, brilliant pod episode. I just think, get a grip. How is it good? It's not that good, is it?
Nothing's good. That's our motto. Nothing is good.
The Godfather isn't even that good. What you're doing is not better than The Godfather.
That's true. Where do you think, in the canon of films, where do you think our podcast fits?
Somewhere between Shark Tale and...
A snuff movie.
Shark Tale is a snuff movie. For my love of animation. Cheers.
Goodbye, everyone. We love you and we enjoy you and we hope you keep listening.
Yeah, we really do.
Bye.
Thank you so much. See you on Friday.
Up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.